Koji is a venture capital firm cultivating community. This podcast is dedicated to cultivating conversations. Web 3.0 is democratizing the internet, and Koji Conversations is here to democratize access to the founders, investors, and creators building it from the ground up. Welcome back to Koji Conversations. Today we are speaking with Guillaume and Oliver from Sona. Sona is your DeFi dashboard for the Solana ecosystem, and the ultimate vision is to be the DeFi interface for Solana. They allow you to track your wallet, they allow you to see what are the highest APRs in the ecosystem, and they also allow you to see what new projects have been built in the space. It really is all inclusive. It's not just a wallet tracker, but it's a complete DeFi interface for Solana. So without further ado, we're going to jump into the conversation with Oliver and Guillaume. Oliver and Guillaume, thanks so much for coming on High Definition. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Obviously, as Koji Capital as well, we invested in your project. And yeah, it's always great to link up and have another chat. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Exciting times. Also nice. Thank you for inviting us. It will be really interesting to have also a chat on Solana in general. But doing great so far.
Yeah, we're really fine. And thank you, Jack, for this invitation on the podcast.
Of course, guys, of course. So we start off every episode with a little bit of an elevator pitch. I know that you guys have just gone through sort of your fundraising round, so I'm sure this is second nature to you by now. So in 1 to 2 minutes, what are you building with Sona?
So basically, the aim of Sona is to ease the user journey on Solana. So the really goal is to make sure that every person coming into Solana will understand everything that is going on, see how much platform, the different kind of platform they could see on Solana, what's the DeFi, or they could put some money in some platform or protocols. So really, the base will be really to ease the user journey on Solana. So for that, we want to show him all the assets that he holds on Solana blockchain, but also allow him to make quick transactions so he can move his phone from one protocol to another protocol. So really makes all the things easier at the maximum level possible.
Yeah, I like that. Oliver, you have anything to add there?
Yeah, basically allow any people to really understand what's behind the DeFi, and especially on Solana, because transaction fees are really low. So you can start with a small amount of money and start your journey on Solana. So let's say you're learning on Sona, and then you will discover all the DeFi protocols and start to interacting with them.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's so important. And obviously, like, the dashboard space, which is what you guys are building in, is massively important in any growing ecosystem. I was about to say a young and small ecosystem, but I don't think you can say that about Solana anymore. Maybe 6 months ago it was different, or a year, but yeah. Man, that ecosystem has grown so quickly, and it's really important to have a project that's really, I guess, shining a light on what's actually in your portfolio and allowing you to make smart decisions with your money, because it shows you what's going on and how to actually interact with the protocols that are being built at an extremely fast pace. So I guess, how did you start getting interested in this space? And in particular, how did you guys meet each other to co-found this project?
So Oliver and I are friends. So we've known each other for some years now. Cool. We've been in the same university, which was a computer science university in France. So we've known each other for a few years. Also, we've been in some small projects together. So basically, we are used to work together on some nice stuff. And also, as we have like a technical background, we also discovered the blockchain. So I think Oliver discovered it on news TV, which were talking about Bitcoin. It was really, I think, far ago. And then we also had like a speech from someone at the school, so like a presentation of the technology of the blockchain. So that was the first time for me when I discovered heard about the blockchain. And right after that, we started to put some personal funds on on like a Kraken at first, which was the exchange existing and the easy to use exchange. So we started to put some points on the blockchain, on the cryptocurrency. Then we kind of go on the university. We finished university and was received the certificate. And then Oliver came back on the Ethereum blockchain. He started to like dig into the smart contracts, smart contracts, and started to see what could it do. Also, how was working the smart contracts on Ethereum. Try to start putting some money in Ethereum, but obviously the fees were way too high to really kind of enjoying the DeFi.
Yeah.
So he came across Solana, I think, a few months after that. It was it because Solana really allows you to come with really small funds and start to try the DeFi. So he basically said, yeah, that's a nice blockchain, but what if I want to track all my assets on those different platform, how do I do? And as he was like a developer and has the technical background for it, he started to develop the tool on his own. So he got in the dust.
At the very beginning, it was during my free time, because at that time I was also a freelance developer. So during my free time, I was building the beginning of the tool, starting to aggregate all your assets. And then I shared it to the community, and the feedbacks were very positive. So I started to improve the tool day after day. And at some point, I decided to switch full time on this project.
Awesome. So Sona was really just, it started off to help you understand and see what's in your holdings. And then you sort of open source that to the community, got some great feedback on the product, and then it's just turned into what it is now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wild. What a great story. It's just like all of the better projects are ones where the use case is obvious and you're building it for yourself. And then I guess when the ecosystem around you and the community around you sort of validates the idea, yeah, it's an easy line to flourish from. And that's definitely what Sona has done now. So I guess that was a while ago and a lot's happened since then. So what does the product look like today? What can a user expect by using Sona?
So currently, we've released actually the beta of the V2, which is like a massive improvement of the of Sona in general. Because we wanted to bring many features that was something already existing for other tracking dashboard on other blockchains. Mm-hmm. So one good example is the multi-wallet support, which is really important for users because they usually have multiple wallets. They don't have only one wallet. They have like 2, 3, 4, 5 or whatever. So the current version really allows you to really track all your assets on a single web page and for multiple wallets, but also exploring the ecosystem. So we've added some like a statistics page, so you can see which pool are performing best or which farm is with the current maximum APR or things like that. So you can really explore and discover new pools, new farms, maybe protocol also, because we've done an ecosystem page in which you see all the protocols that we support with a small summary of it and what kind of DeFi assets you can find in it. So really, I think currently the V2 is really amazing, and it's really a next level of the tracking dashboard. And we are starting to have like a really proper product that we can really show off to people, because that really fits the tracking dashboard experiment, if I can say.
Definitely. So when we say tracking dashboard, I think a lot of people would be like, okay, cool. I have assets in my wallet. I can sort of plug into this interface and I can see what's in my wallet. But you guys have taken it one step further by saying, okay, so here's what's in your wallet. There's a clean visualization for what you have, including charts and past and historical performance on every single position that you're in, including your total portfolio balance. But then even outside of that, you've also got how the ecosystem is performing and growing. So your ecosystem page, what's new in the Solana ecosystem, which is massively important, because I swear there's a new project every single day, or two or three projects a day. And it's hard to keep on top of, let alone trying to keep on top of all of the other blockchains in this multi-chain future that's being developed right now. And then even on top of that, it's extremely hard to find farms with high APRs, for example, because, you know, they're always quite hidden. So when we say Sona is sort of this, I guess, this ecosystem visualizer, it's not just your wallet, but it's also how the ecosystem's growing and what the highest gainers are in the ecosystem or the best opportunities, for example.
Yeah, we've integrated a lot of charts around all the pools and farms. You're able to see for each pool that we support, you're able to see the TVL evolution, the APR evolution,
nice.
And also as well the supply. So that kind of information that we bring to people helps to make the best choice in your investments. If you see the TVL dropping down, maybe it's time for you also to withdraw, or maybe it's an opportunity for you to earn, to maximize your APR. So we really focus on statistics, metrics, and data that we scrapped directly from the blockchain to show to users information to help them to make the best choice for their investments.
Definitely. And I think a common theme with your team, and I guess what you've been saying so far in this conversation, is a very heavy emphasis on the user. I guess, where does that sort of sit in how you approach new features, and how has that helped in cultivating a community around Sona as a product?
Yeah, the first, really one of the goal we had at the beginning and we still have in our mind was to really make sure that the tool was able to track the maximum amount of assets of the user. So basically, if the user has like 10 protocols he has funds in, we want to track those 10 protocols. Mm-hmm. Because if we only track 9 out of 10, then we miss 10% of his funds potentially, or maybe more of this fund potentially. So that was really something that drives us through the whole journey from the start until now, and we keep on having that. So we might miss some protocols, but we want to make sure that we have the maximum of amount of protocol tracked so that user really can see his whole portfolio at once. So that's kind of taking the side of the user. So because we were also DeFi users, so we mm-hmm. were also using Sona every day to track our personal funds. So basically, if we were missing some protocols, we were like, fuck, I'm missing my funds. Please, Olivier, can you add the protocol so I can track my own funds? So yeah, that was really something which was hugely important for us. And we kept on doing that. And I think that's how we succeed to really bring more user to the dashboard. Because if you look at competitors, they sometimes track some of the protocol, but the smaller protocol or newer protocol are not tracked, or maybe the new pools, they track like 1 week or 2 week or 3 week after that. Mm. So you really have like a delay on the tracking, which is not really nice, because usually you put your phone on a farm, you let it like maybe 1 week or 2 week, then you remove it. So if in this time window, you don't track the farm for the user, it's kind of annoying. So yeah, that was really the user side that we took, and we really empowered that thing to make sure that the user can track everything and didn't have to even ask us to track something because we tracked it already. So
for sure. And it's a common theme in crypto for 1, 2, 3 weeks to actually be the span of, you know, 1, 2, 3 years. The space moves so quickly. The opportunities happen very quickly. And you need to be able to completely visualize what's happening to understand what the appropriate decision is to make going forward with your portfolio. So I completely agree. Oliver, did you have something to add there?
Yeah. The best opportunity happens when a new DeFi platforms comes out. So it's really important for us to support them really quickly, because the real opportunity happened at the very first day, and then it starts in decreasing. So it's important to be really fast and keep the pace with the whole releases of new DeFi platforms and things like that.
Cool. I like that. And so that's V2. We're currently in the beta of V2, the testnet beta. If you're a listener and you want to go support that, I'll throw a link to the Twitter announcement for that. There's a lot of feedback coming in from the community right now. I'd assume most of it's quite positive.
Yeah, honestly, it has been like amazing. So we released that yesterday for us.
Cool.
So yesterday evening. And we were together to see the reaction of people, see what kind of features they want to see, because we have like a feedback button. Mm-hmm. So to make sure that we know what kind of new feature they want to see, or maybe the protocol that they want to see first, because there is some protocol that we are missing and we need to work on that. But we had to really finish the V2 and make sure that we can release that. So yeah, they can try the V2, give us some feedbacks, and honestly, it's been amazing to see the whole positive feedbacks on the beta, because I really think that now the V2 has pushed Sonar to a next step regarding tracking. So, yeah. And we still have a lot of ideas. We want to be more into the interaction with protocol also. So we're having some, also a swap system, so we can fully do everything on Sonar and not have to jump between protocols or other platforms.
Cool. So Sonar will be the interface for the Solana ecosystem.
Yeah, we kind of want to do that. Yeah, but it's not an easy task, but that's the plan.
Absolutely not. I love that. That's a great vision. And I guess tying in with V2 is also the release of the token. What's at a high level, what's the tokenomics and how does this token sort of have value attached to it?
The tokenomics. So what we wanted to do is to bring a utility token, which is not always the case in some ecosystem. And for that, we needed the tool to be more advanced. So the reason behind that is that with the tokenomics, the goal is to allow you to access to really pro features, so what we call pro features, which mm-hmm. are like high-level feature that we really help you in the investment parts, also make more things on the tool. And those pro features will be accessible in the case of the user holding, staking, basically using the token, the Sonar token, on the ecosystem. So if you have a certain amount of the token on your wallet, you will have access to Sonar Pro feature. So for now, it's the beta, so it's accessible for everyone. But basically, the beta will be open like for, 2 weeks. And then we will take it out and release the like fully stable version, also fixing the small maybe issue that the user have raised, and then we will release the fully stable also with the release of the token after that.
Yeah, some example awesome. That you will able to have with the whole pro features will be such a thing like alerting systems that we are working on. So let's say you have some leverage positions that are near being liquidated. That's really something that we want to bring to users, to advance users, an alerting system to help them to deposit more from to their leverage position, and helping users for tax reports. So a way to export your DeFi interaction to help you in your tax reports. Also the really key features that we want to bring is behind the whole interaction that we are working on. It's if you are a pro user, you will access to some fees reduction, because let's say you want to deposit on a farm, some swaps will happen, and if you are a pro user, you will have some fees reduction.
Awesome. And if there's any listeners out there right now that are getting excited about hearing what you're building, how would you recommend they sort of become a part of your community that you're fostering?
The best way to do so is to join our Discord. First step will be to try the tool. If you are new to DeFi and or Solana, just put some $20 on a wallet and start to discover the DeFi, because it's really important to understand how blockchains works and how the whole DeFi world is really. So just started some DeFi experiments on some platforms, and then join our Discord, because right now we are building a really good community on that Discord. People are sharing new protocols and some news that they that around the whole Solana DeFi ecosystem. So we are starting to building a really good community on the Discord. So I think the best way is to join the Discord and share your opinion regarding some protocols and things like that. We are also seeking for some moderators on the Discord. So if we see some users that are really deeply involved on the Discord, yeah, that's a thing. And also we are seeking some developers. So we have some channel and posts to show users what we are seeking from developers. So yeah.
Cool. I love it. Well, boys, thanks so much for coming on. Yeah, if you're listening, definitely try out the beta right now of V2. It's honestly insane. You guys have done an excellent job. And I'm not surprised that a lot of the feedback that's coming through is extremely positive, because your focus has always been on being the fastest to integrate in the space. It's definitely working. The users always appreciate it. Yeah. So, gents, thank you so much for coming on. Any last final comments?
No, just use the beta and tell us what you're seeing about it. And we'll be happy to. We also are really present in the Discord. So if you have any question, feel free to ask. We are there every day, 24/7. So if you have any question, feel free to ask. We'll be happy to respond and to give you some answers. So yeah, try the beta and tell us what you think about it.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on, gents.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks for joining this Koji conversation. To continue the conversation offline, DM us on Twitter at @Koji_capital or reach out to us via email, hello@Koji.capital, or jump into our Discord linked in our bio.